Please don't feed me, because I know what I want. Please deliver me, that's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside onto the path you once made.
Welcome to episode 2 of I Was Brave With, the podcast where I talk about my rereading of the old classic Valiant Universe from chronological order. And today's issue I'm going to discuss is the original Turok, Son of Stone number 1. It's the reprint books that Valiant did. But first I want to address, I'm doing this podcast, about 2 weeks after having major surgery on my mouth, and my mouth was all wired up, stitched up, and everything, so I'm seeing how I sound, so I apologize if this podcast sounds really bad, but I wanted to get back into it and get back into doing it, so I'm going to see how this sounds, and if it sounds really bad, then I won't do it again until I get more healed up and stuff, because I still got quite a few stitches in my mouth, but I wanted to do one and see how I could do. My jaw's actually really sore still, too, so I can't even open it up that wide. But, I wanted to do it. This issue was really good. I liked when they came out with these, because I'd never seen the original books. I never read them. But I don't think they actually lasted that long, because that's when Valiant started, I think, having a lot of their problems. I'm looking at the credits right now in the book, and it's a lot of old books. I don't think it has many credits that people got actually credited for. Rags Morales does the reprint cover for it. But I really like these Turok Son of Stone books, the old one. And I was happy that they did end up reprinting them. I like the classic style. It reminds me a lot of the classic film serial type comics and stuff, like Flash Gordon and stuff. And I think these old Turok books actually, I think, should be right there with the old Flash Gordon and the old Prince Valiant and those books like that. They're as good as any of those. Artwork's good, the stories are good, they're really fun books. And I think they did do collections of these in the past, and I wouldn't mind having one. I need more books to put on my shelf, but it would be really cool to have. I haven't read the newest one, which I think Dynamite's doing the new Turok and the new Magnus and the new Solar. I think it's Dynamite that's doing those. I haven't read any of those. Of the characters that used to be the old Goki characters. This issue was a good jumping on point. It actually reprints Turok Son of Stone number 24, 25, and 42. We have Turok and Andar, I think is how you pronounce his name. First time I read this is a little weird because, first time I read Turok was in the Unity crossover, and, he has his mechanical New Age technology bow, and this one he doesn't. So it looked kind of weird at first seeing him without it. But it's actually really good, couple of little adventure stories and stuff. Like I said, the artwork's not bad. I like it. And it introduces you to that world of that Lost Valley and stuff. And it has reprints of the classic, were these Goki books or Dale books? I'm looking at the original covers in the back. But it has those, which were really good. They were painted covers. But I enjoyed it, and I thought it was a good book. And I look forward to reading the second one, which I can't remember if I actually read, because I think these got delayed and stuff, and it's around the time when I got really burned out with comics, because I was reading so many, and I was reading, like, all the X-Men books, and I had all the Valiant books, and I was reading a lot more other stuff, and then I just got burned out, and I think I canceled all my books, period. But, so it'll be interesting reading the second one, see if I remember it very much, but, like, I recommend these books, and I think they're fun adventure books. If you like westerns, I think they fit that. If you like sci-fi, end-of-the-world type stuff, they fit that, because it's kind of like Stone Age, but you got dinosaurs and stuff. So, yeah, you can probably pick these up pretty cheap, and it's another good book. The next podcast will be the second issue of this, and I'll see how I sound after I edit this one. But, and then after that, I think is the reprints. It's either after the first two issues of this is the first reprint of the Solar book. They'll go key to those, and then it goes into the Captain Joyner and the Aliens series, which I think I got the first issue of it. If I don't, I'll go to the local comic book shop. Like, we got a really good local comic book shop, Famous Faces and Funnies, and see if they got that. I'm going to try, like, I got a few gaps in my collection of old classic variants, so I'm going to try to get those as I go, stuff I don't have. And, like I said, I'd recommend this book. It's a good book. And I'll see you next time. Bye!